Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Today's lesson comes from the book of Jonah, chapter 1 and verse 11. And the title of today's teaching is, What Do We Do? The mariners aboard the ship traveling to Joppa were exceedingly afraid when they discovered that Jonah was the reason for the storm that was upon them. They knew he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. And in chapter 1 and verse 11 of this prophecy, the mariners asked Jonah, What do we do unto you? Where we read, Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto you, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. The verse begins, Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto you? The writer began with the words, Then said they, which refers to the mariners uttering, speaking, and declaring, What do we do? Or what do we fashion, accomplish, make, produce, or attend to unto you, which refers to Jonah. We can imagine the fear that drove these men to discover a way by which they might escape from their troubles. The verse goes on to say, That the sea may be calm unto us, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous. The writer added that the sea, or the large body of water in which the ship sailed, may be calm, which means be quiet, silent, ceased, and settled down unto us, which refers to the mariners and the shipmaster, for the sea or the large body of water in which the ship sailed wrought, which means speedily spread or was tossed up and down, and was tempestuous, which means raging, tossing. It was troubled and sore. The mariners desired for the sea to calm down because it was raging and it had the potential of destroying not only the ship, but also the men themselves. When we meditate upon the words in this verse, we can imagine the mariners' desire to have their conditions altered. Their lives were in peril, and Jonah was the cause of it. Certainly, they desired a solution to their troubles, and they longed for the seas to be calm again. Are there raging seas in our lives that have been caused by others? Are there storms occurring because we disobeyed God in some manner? Have we been the victim of another person's willful disobedience to Jesus Christ, and now we are experiencing winds and waves because of it? If so, we should go before the Lord Jesus in prayer and ask him by his Holy Spirit, What do we do so the seas may be calm once again? May the Lord lead us to seek his face while the seas are raging and the winds are blowing in our lives. Next time we see the mariners ask Jonah what they should do with him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. You know, when you're reading the scriptures, one of the things that is most important is to ask this question. How can I make this scripture apply to my life? In this circumstance, we can imagine ourselves as the mariners and the shipmasters, wondering what they should do unto Jonah. And of course, they needed a solution because they wanted their own lives to be back at peace again. When we go to the scriptures, we can think about that, in particular this scripture, and we can imagine that we ourselves have times of trouble. And it's like our lives are tossing around like a bunch of seas and roaring winds. That's how you apply the scripture. And it will always, in some way, relate to Jesus Christ. The scripture is very clear that in the volume of the book it is written of me. So ask yourself this question, how does this apply to my life and how does this apply to Jesus? And I promise you that your Bible reading and Bible study are going to be so much better and delightful as you read and study God's Word. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.